You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well.
What I can say is we're going to move to just truly massive scale. Scale that no company has ever achieved in the history of humanity.
Headline, CNN, Tesla profits plunge. Headline, Washington Post, Tesla earnings plunge.
You're as intelligent.
Headline, New York Times, Tesla's 71% drop in profit.
What I can say is we're going to move to just truly massive scale.
Headline, USA Today, Tesla profits fall.
I love Tesla.
Which one did you buy? Yeah.
If I wasn't in the government, I could lobby.
Mr. President, which car are you going to buy?
The one I like is that one. And how does this work? And I want that same color. USA Today, Tesla profits fall 71%. Headline, Wall Street Journal.
Scale that no company has ever achieved in the history of humanity.
Tesla profit sinks. Headline, Reuters. Tesla sales skid.
Because if something, if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
And it looks like our genius fan who just dropped $100,000 on a brand new spanking Cybertruck is decided to engage his $10,000 full self-driving. And the Cybertruck has decided it's going to change lane and boom, it's a write-off. How do you know? Because we're talking about a vehicle so tough that it can basically be written off simply by being rear-ended. And the coin is flipped, and the coin is up, and it's all down to the power of the coin as to whether the power will fail, locking all of the doors, and the battery catching fire.
Nine, six.
Giving our Tesla owner the greatest escape room experience of their lives of trying to get out of a burning vehicle with hidden emergency door releases. Seriously, all you've got to do in the event of an emergency is find the hidden panel in the map drawer and pull the secret lever.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Need to look that up on the computer? Sorry, you should have checked that before the power failed. But if you can't find the emergency door release, well, I guess good luck against those bulletproof doors and indestructible windows.
Ultra hard, cold rolled, stainless steel alloy. Yeah, transparent metal glass.
Turbines fire. The coin is flipped, and the coin is up, and he got lucky. Good for him. But hey, if he had been wrongfully cremated by Cybertruck, Elon Musk would have immediately done the right thing and settled with the relatives. Well, yes, but Elon prefers to make the relatives fight a 6-year-long protracted expensive legal battle before settling. It's what Tesla calls customer service. Sorry, those are the 8-year-old lawsuits about full self-driving, which finally reached their climax some 8 years on. Cybertruck lawsuits are just getting started.
In his first interview since the tragedy, Carl Sugihara tells me he's been unable to get answers as to what led up to the crash and why his daughter could not escape. He says autopsy results show she survived the initial impact but died as a result of the fire.
That might implicate Tesla in terms of why is there a fire? People don't expect the vehicle to suddenly catch on fire and the inability to get out.
As the case makes its way through court, the family struggling to cope with a life cut short too soon.
Yeah, that sucks. But for those who want closure on how the full self-driving thing ended, Tesla settled the case. And as Musk said, Tesla will never settle a case they are innocent of, even if they'll probably lose. That means that full self-driving already has a body count. Or maybe it should be Elon Musk has one. Hey, maybe Musk was right when he said Tesla is not a car company. It's a litany of legal liabilities dressed up as a car company. What was that? another class action lawsuit against Tesla, accusing them of speeding up the odometers to make their cars run out of warranty faster. Yeah, that sounds like something a company in good financial health would do. But it's not Elon's fault. You see, he's autistic.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL.
Oh, sorry. I got that slightly wrong. He's a moron. You see, morons often wrongly self-diagnose themselves as being autistic. You know, because they're morons. A nothing special, run-of-the-mill, vanilla moron. And our source for this is one Elon Musk, combined with the effects of what you get when you put a moron in charge of the government.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well. Because if something, if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
Seriously? Musk seriously said that? Oh, I don't know. Let's see how good his predictions are, shall we?
But we set up Doge.
Yes.
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
Yeah!
Wow! Out of $7 trillion, he's going to save two. And remember, by the accuracy of this prediction, Musk's going to show everyone how intelligent he is. So easy, because no matter which way he looks, there's government waste and inefficiency and fraud.
If people ask me, like, well, how are you going to find waste and fraud in the government? I'm like, well, actually just go in any direction. That's how you find it. It's very common. it's as the military would say, target-rich environment.
And you'll be shocked to find that rather than Musk wiping 30% off the federal budget...
Your fantastic leadership, this amazing cabinet, and the very talented Doge team, I'm excited to announce that we anticipate savings in FY26 from reduction of waste and fraud by $150 billion.
Wow! $150 billion! Let's put that up on the federal budget, shall we? That's not 30%. That's a rounding error. Seriously, you claim it was a target-rich environment where you could find waste and fraud everywhere, and the best you could do was to save 2%.
If people ask me, like, well, how are you going to find waste and fraud in the government? I'm like, well, actually just go in any direction. That's how you find it. It's very common. it's as the military would say, target-rich environment.
There's no other individual like Elon Musk. And the way to measure it is a very simple measure. And I've worked for some of these people. I always go back to Steve Jobs. Some people are, you know, 50% noise and 50% signal. By signal, meaning how much of the day do you spend on your mandate, your job, or whatever your objectives are. Steve Jobs was 85% signal. Elon Musk is 100% signal.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well.
There is no man on earth that's achieved what he's done. So to give him any disrespect is a mistake. When he says he can find $2 trillion, I think you should let him go look for it. We've never really looked at the federal government this way, and if anybody could do it and has the track record to do such, it would be him.
And that's, of course, assuming that you believe that Musk is telling the truth. And spoilers, there are those who fact-check what Musk says, and he's basically inflating the numbers by a factor of 10. You know, if you take a look at the receipts for what they've actually saved, it's about 10 times smaller than what they claim that they've saved. So let's adjust our infographic here to accurately represent just how much money Musk has saved the government.
So the country will become de facto bankrupt. It's not an optional thing, it is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Well, I guess that's it then. America's going bankrupt and you've got Elon Musk to thank for it. Anyway, just to be clear, no, that's not actually zero. That is actually, that little red strip there is how much money Musk has in all likelihood saved the government.
But you've got to have the president backing this individual. This is a specific mandate to go identify savings. Otherwise, it won't be taken seriously by any agency.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well.
The future is going to be amazing.
Yeah, this is the future calling. The operationally insignificant cuts you made to the government budget did not make the future amazing. In fact, you almost have to go back to the Great Depression to find a point when the stock market opened this badly.
Because if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
And all he had to do was fire thousands of government workers who worked on things like nuclear weapons safety or infectious diseases and cancel a load of cancer research. Yeah, I'm sure none of this will have consequences down the line. It's the genius move of economizing on aircraft construction by cutting the number of bolts that hold the engine on. Yeah, I'm sure this is all part of a well-thought-through strategic plan. And if you're thinking, too much hyperbole, not even Musk is that stupid. A reminder, he decided to hold his Cybertruck together with glue.
In the front, on the fenders, this is, the glue is just completely detached from there. So this is all loose.
At this point, I think I know more about manufacturing than anyone currently alive on Earth.
This is actually like separating up here, I think, much worse than the other one. You shouldn't be able to pick that up like that. So,
and one thing I am confident of saying is that it's an incredible product. It's a Hall of Famer, I think.
Cybertrucks for the latest year, and I think the product, if anything, is better than expectations.
It really is the most. I think it's our best product.
Sorry, what's that? Tesla had to stop making Cybertrucks after they worked out that gluing on the panels wasn't going to work.
At this point, I think I know more about manufacturing.
So we actually had to come up with a special ultra strong Tesla designed steel alloy
than anyone currently alive on Earth.
Fundamental design change. We moved the mass to the outside. We created an exoskeleton.
So I'm just worried about if this truck was really like, it was kind of just this truck, or this truck was in a bad batch of glue or something.
We created an exoskeleton.
So the only panel on my truck that is original at this point is the rear doors and the tailgate. That's it.
We created an exoskeleton.
The Cybertruck is not a rigid stainless steel exoskeleton super truck like it was advertised. It's a soft, supple, porous Mohs 3-level cast aluminum with the towing ability of a pop can.
Using the same alloy in the Starship rocket and in the...
Hey, you don't think the reason the Starships keep blowing up is because Musk is using the same glue he uses to hold his Cybertrucks together with?
Nobody else out there, nobody, has made a rocket ship that'll go to Mars.
Yeah, not even remotely true. But even if it were, love the optimism. Musk's Starships struggle to make it past the Gulf of Starship.
Nobody out there has made electrification a reality.
Yes, nobody except every other car company on Earth.
You look at that magnificent piece back there. Even if you don't like the look of the Cybertruck, look inside. Who the hell, who else is going to give you rear wheel steering? Who else is going to give you steer by wire?
Who else is going to give you a truck held together with glue?
And then it's loose down here as well. And then the same thing on this side too.
Nobody. Why? Because they don't have the brains, they don't have the guts, and they will never, never take a risk. Never, never.
Worse than the other one. You shouldn't be able to pick that up like that. So.
Because at the end of the day, Elon Musk is the man of this century for sure.
Oh no, totally. He would have completely been the next Einstein if only he hadn't used the wrong glue on the Cybertruck.
Yeah, I mean, we dug our own grave with Cybertruck, you know.
I mean, sure, Musk might look like a moronic ketamine junkie who randomly threw a glitch in the Matrix, ended up in charge of the government, operating with all the strategic grace of a chicken putting its head in a blender. But this is Elon Musk, the genius.
Tesla, you know, Neuralink, the guy is our Einstein.
But I will tell you one thing. Elon Musk is the greatest person on the planet right now.
Anyway, back to Musk's great savings, which, wait, the federal spending is actually higher now than it was in previous years. But that can't be right. That's the exact opposite of what Elon Musk said.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well. Because if something, if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
If you buy a Tesla today, I believe you are buying an appreciating asset, not a depreciating asset.
And the last Tesla we bought was a Model 3 Performance, which we bought about a year ago. And the plan, even back then, was to trade it in on the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
So we put 16,000 miles on it. We paid $57,000 for it. How much did Tesla want to give to us on trade?
$31,000.
Yeah, in other words, half the
after
value,
a year.
After a year. Tesla was willing to give us a half the value of the car after a year.
Pretty much.
Which I also found insulting.
If you buy a Tesla today, I believe you are buying an appreciating asset, not a depreciating asset.
The future call to say that Teslas are the fastest depreciating car in the world.
How do you explain that?
He was an idiot.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well.
You know, so it really, the demand is off the charts. We have over 1 million people who have reserved the car. So it's not an advantage.
Which turned out to be fulfilled in less than a year after they'd made 30,000 trucks. That is the unlimited demand that Musk was saying there was a million units that people wanted. It turns out it wasn't 1 million units. It was approximately 3% of what they said it was.
I think we'll end up with roughly 250,000 Cybertrucks a year.
Yeah, in reality, their first year, their strongest year, their year with unlimited demand was about 30,000. That's 10% of where they expected to be. You know, this was before people knew they were held together with a glue.
You're as intelligent as you can predict the future well. Because if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
And because these mega charged solar powered, your truck is running on sunlight. Every truck we sell will have enhanced autopilot as standard. Even if you're in the truck and you have a medical emergency, the truck will stay in lane and gradually come to a halt and turn on the emergency. If it doesn't hear a response from you, it'll actually call emergency services and get an ambulance. It's going to take care of you, it's going to take care of other cars, it's going to take care of pedestrians. This is a massive increase in safety.
Because if something, if somebody claims, well, this person or this AI is very intelligent, like, well, what? How good are its predictions?
So then in 2024, we want to try to fly 4 ships, two of which would be crewed, and two cargo and two crew.
This is the future calling again, like 10 years in the future, and I'm genuinely losing count of how many of these rockets Musk has blown up at the cost of some $3 billion of taxpayer money, and he's still not made orbit. Yeah, I've checked. It's 8. That basically means that each one of these failed missions thus far has cost the US taxpayer $370-odd million. But Musk is really keen to show how intelligent he is through his accurate predictions, is now saying they're going to land starships on Mars next year. Yep, he's a moron.
Well, what? How good are his predictions?
But I'm highly confident it would be less than $10 million all in over, you know, if you say, like, fast forward, like, 2 or 3 years from now. I think it's highly likely to be everything included, less than $10 million a flight for 100-ton to orbit capability.
And by the power of time travel, we scrolled forward 2 years.
Marginal cost of launch, maybe $100 million. So every explosion, it's like...
How pissed are you?
Boom, that was $100 million.
Fuck. That's gambling. So,
yeah, put the chips on.
Yeah, that's not including the $370 million of taxpayer money that goes poof every time Musk gambles.
And 100 tons to a useful orbit, not to a low orbit. To a low orbit, it would be 150 tons.
And he didn't make 150 tons to low Earth orbit. In fact, he made 0 tons to low Earth orbit. but he did take a 50-gram banana to the Indian Ocean.
And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart. To predict the future, you have to think critically about the past.
Relatively easy, and like a Model S and Model X at this point can drive autonomously with greater safety than a person right now.
And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart.
For December of this year, we should be able to go from, all the way from a parking lot in California to a parking lot in New York, no controls touched at any point during the entire journey.
Amazing.
And if its predictions are not very good, it's not that smart.
So, I wrote software for like 15 years, 20 years. I know what we need to solve to make full self-driving feature complete. I'm certain that we will get this done this year. Feature complete was full self-driving this year with certainty. This is something that we control, and I manage autopilot and engineering directly every week in detail. So I'm certain of this. Or finance person or something like that. I'm an engineer. I do engineering.
Look at the company and you look at all the improvements that are happening. When people say, everything's on fire, like, well, what am I missing? Things are going really well. I don't know if you're watching what the company does.
Yeah, I mean, we dug our own grave with Cyber Cybertruck,
I think it's our best product.
Every big digs our grave better than themselves.
To predict the future, you have to think critically about the past.
Never crash, is immune to weather, which actually make it self-powering if you put solar panels on it.
Musk wants to see this happen, not in the distant future, but now.
Yeah, Musk took that vision of the future and turned it into a car park.
One of Musk's many successful companies has made the technology behind the Hyperloop open source so that other companies and institutions are welcome to develop and improve upon the Hyperloop idea.
Really not that hard.
It still sounds pretty complicated, Elon.
It's like a tube with an air hockey table. It's really, I swear, it's not that hard.
You know all those engineers and scientists at Tesla and SpaceX who helped Elon write the white paper?
As we said before, on page 54, section 4.5.2, it is written,
the white paper, the white paper, all glory to the white paper. And the engineers and researchers on the various teams doing Hyperloop are like also legit scientists who went to school for years, right? The only difference is the SpaceX and Tesla teams have actually done something worthwhile with their time, as opposed to making YouTube videos about nothing.
Hyperloop? Hyperloop? Why would you need a Hyperloop? We have airplanes and high-speed railway. Hyperloop. This is just some far-out sci-fi stuff. It will never happen. This unrealistic transportation concept can easily be busted.
It will never work. There are just too many problems with it. The entire Hyperloop could be destroyed in seconds. It will fail hard. It will fail so hard.
Yep, it's one guy on the internet versus billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk and all of those engineers from Tesla and SpaceX. Guess how this story ends.
Seems like the people crying debunked are assuming that all of the scientists and engineers at SpaceX and all these universities haven't taken a grade 11 physics course.
Hey, Musk, you want to see how it's done?
Well, how good are its predictions?
I think that's Elon Musk, the world's richest man. All those SpaceX engineers, a company burning $500 million of cash and 1,000 universities zero. Some random guy on the internet, one.
Well, how good are its predictions?
Look, Musk is the absolute king of wrong predictions. Took him about a decade to go from claims like this.
Even if you're in the truck and you have a medical emergency, the truck will stay in lane and gradually come to a halt. Call the emergency service. If it doesn't hear a response from you, actually call the emergency service.
To delivering products like this.
If this truck was really like, it was kind of just this truck, or this truck was in a bad batch of glue or something.
I mean, he was making the exact same bullshit claims about robo-taxis 5 years ago as he is now. From promising that they would have 1 million robo-taxis operational in 2020. It's advanced way out of the vaporware promising phase in 2019 into the vaporware hyper-promising phase in 2023.
And our sort of future robotaxi products, dedicated robotaxi products, we think have like quasi-infinite demand. So the demand is off the charts. We have over a million people who have reserved the car.
That's not why Argo failed. It wasn't the technology. It was the business side of it.
The way we're going to manufacture the robotaxi is also itself a revolution.
It's not even remotely close to being something that can operate without a human being behind the wheel.
So it's revolutionary design made in a revolutionary way. It'll be by far the highest units per hour of any vehicle production ever.
It's really, I swear, it's not that hard.
And even if by some miracle they work, his business model doesn't even stand up to the most basic scrutiny. And if you can't do it for the amateur hour stuff like robo-taxis, where fundamentally all you have to work out is four outputs. Faster, slower, left or right. On what is fundamentally a quasi two-dimensional surface. If you can't do that, then you have zero. Zero chances of doing it with the robot. Look, Tesla is currently worth, on paper, about $1 trillion. But if you value it as a car company, you know, because some 90% of its revenue comes from selling cars, its market cap should be about 1/10 of what it currently is. You know, it's basically 10 times overvalued as we speak. If you then factor in Tesla's brand image,
let the hate flow through you.
There's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
And the fact that it's now despised by what was previously its core consumer market. Well, yeah, a business without consumers. I don't know much about business, but that sounds like a strategy for bankruptcy. You see, historically, whenever Musk is circling the drain, his predictions get wild. You know, the last time they were circling the train, the Tesla Semi was going to change trucking forever. And did nothing. Solar roofs were going to change the world forever. And did nothing. Tunnels were going to change the world forever. And did nothing. Cybertruck was going to sell millions. And it's a disaster. The Roadster, promised in 2017, still hasn't even left the drawing board. And full self-driving, well, that's been ready next year for a decade straight. And Musk is starting to feel bankruptcy desperation again. The claims are getting super wild. He's going to double Tesla production in just a year to help Trump.
As a function of the great policies of President Trump and his administration, and as an act of faith in America, Tesla is going to double vehicle output in the United States within the next 2 years.
Why would you want to double production when you can't sell the cars that you're already making? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It would be like Musk proposing that he can solve Tesla's brand image by more salutes. Or they're going to be on Mars next year with a working robot. This is peak on the edge of bankruptcy Musk. Betting the whole company on robo-taxis, which is about as likely to go anywhere as the Tesla Semi. Oh, and the robots, ready next year since 2022.
I think we have a shot at being in production for version one of Optimus, hopefully next year.
Hell, even if Tesla were capable of making a fully functional humanoid robot, not just a basic remote-controlled mannequin that they have at the moment, it would take them years before they have a functioning product. In the meanwhile, it's a car company, where its sales have tanked some 50% in Europe. Hey, Musk, you seem to have forgotten a point of your quarterly earnings. Let me put that in for you. So while on paper, Tesla is currently worth about $1 trillion, realistically, if you value it like what it actually is as a car company, it's worth about 1/10 of that, $100 billion. And if you factor in Musk's brand image, it's probably worth 1/10 of that. And the more desperate Musk is, the more crazy his predictions.
Autonomy, like the sort of robotic taxis, makes Tesla kind of like about a $5 trillion company.
The Optimus robot, I think, makes Tesla a $25 trillion yes. company. It's not even clear what money means in the future.
Yeah, that's assuming Musk's predictions are, of course, correct. You want to know how certain I am that Tesla is circling the drain?
It really is the most... I think it's our best product.
This is not one of those times. We're not on the ragged edge of death, not even close.
Yeah, when Musk says that they're not on the ragged edge of death, they're screwed.
Yes!
And that's today's video. If you enjoyed it, please give it a thumbs up and maybe leave a comment below. And if you really like the work of this channel, you can support it directly through Patreon. And as ever, thanks for watching.